You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We did it. We did it, and we await the results. We're such weirdos. I said that to Chris and Dave when we were in the kitchen here at CBS Sports Radio. What are we doing? We are such weirdos. Although I feel like I can't really blame them because it was my idea to melt white chocolate in our kitchen microwave here at work and then to dump gummy bears into it and see if we could make our own chocolate-covered gummies. They look good. We had a little trouble with the white chocolate congealing quickly and all of the chocolate-covered gummies sticking together. And now they're in the fridge. And I'm a little worried about someone stealing our white chocolate gummies. But as Chris pointed out, they look a little odd, so maybe nobody wants to touch them. It's a pile. No, it's a mountain of chocolate-covered gummy bears, and they're all stuck together. I don't exactly know how we're going to get them apart when it's time to eat them. But for now, they're in the refrigerator. If you would like to see the science experiment that we call Valentine's Day Treats, we've got a video up. We took a video. We promised we would do it. It's on our Facebook page. And if you happen to be on Twitter, well, you've got the link on Twitter to our Facebook video. I'm sorry we couldn't post it on Twitter, but on Twitter, you're only allowed a video as long as 2 minutes. So just go ahead and click on the link and check it out. It's our Valentine's Day science experiment. Otherwise known as white chocolate covered gummy bears. Because as I told my mom on Thursday, there is no way I'm paying $10 a pound for chocolate covered gummy bears when I can do it myself. Not as well, mind you, but at least as good enough that we don't need to pay for them.
So it's science.
It sure is. So we will not eat them. We'll not attempt to pull apart the mountain of chocolate-covered gummy bears until we show you what they look like and then how we're going to get them apart. We may need a knife. That was kind of the problem, is we were trying to mix them with a plastic spoon that was extremely flimsy. Hey, I brought the gummy bears, the chocolate, the wax paper, and the toothpicks, which I guess we could just spear them. Chris brought chocolate-covered pretzels, which I've eaten half of already. Good thing I worked out today. I biked 12 miles on Thursday so that I could eat the treats. And Dave brought candy. That's what Dave brought. Dave brought candy. Also, he has not yet, at least not that I've seen, stuck his fingers into the white chocolate. So we've managed to keep him out of the white chocolate, though he did stir. He breathed the other direction, though. So you can check that video out on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, our show Twitter has the link, After Hours CBS. Happy almost Valentine's Day to you and you and you and you and you. We are inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage, and that's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Here's my question. What did you think of the Astros apology tour on Thursday? And I'll even expand my question a bit. Do the Astros need to apologize for their apologies?
I'm sorry.
That was actually more heartfelt. Were their apologies offensive? Do they need to apologize for their apologies? And also, I feel like the internet missed an incredible opportunity. We love alliteration around here. Astros, asshat, apologies. I mean, it's perfect, isn't it? It's AAA. Or you could just go Astros apologies. That would work too, except that's a little bit misleading because these apologies were rough. I came up with a word for them. And honestly, it's what I felt when I was watching them earlier in the day on Thursday. cringy. That's not what you want. When you see someone apologize, at the very least, we want to feel like they're being sincere. We want to feel like there's some type of authenticity and genuineness to the apology. And instead, all I felt was cringy. There's got to be an emoji for that. But it wasn't warm and fuzzy. It wasn't, okay, these guys definitely feel badly. No, they feel badly because they have to stand up there and apologize. So what did you think? Don't take my word for it. You can hear them. If you haven't seen them, well, we aim to please. I don't know. Where should we start? Should we start with Alex's asshat apology? Altuve's asshat apology? These are all such great A's. I like how this works together. Or the owner of the Astros, who just looked as awkward as all get out. Why don't we start with Bregman? Because he, even though his statement appeared to be memorized, he had a statement that was prepared for him. I don't think they had a teleprompter, but I could be wrong. I feel like I would have seen that indication on the internet, the interwebs, if they had a teleprompter. But he clearly had a statement prepared and had it memorized. It wasn't a long statement. If you can memorize the preamble to the Constitution, you can memorize his statement. It was pretty short. If you can memorize Psalm 23, you can memorize the preamble to the Constitution. You can memorize Alex Bregman's apology. And so I feel like he probably said it so many times that he had it all memorized. And he also had hand motions going along with it. So he was obviously really uncomfortable and didn't want to be there. But unfortunately, that's how it came across.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season.
I can't demonstrate for you to see his hand motions, but at times it felt like he was doing the praying hands from yoga, hands at your heart center, the bowing.
Cut the crap!
I don't want you to read a statement. I want you to tell me why you're sorry.
I can't lie!
We waited this long for that? It was worse than Tiger Woods' apology going back to 2012 or 13, or I guess it wasn't even then. It was like 2009. I can't remember now. It was awkward. One time we did an entire show. This was actually the first 5 months that we were doing the show. And it was early in my tenure. And we did an entire show on worst apologies in sports. We kind of stumbled into it. It was some of the best audio, but also cringiest audio that you'll ever see. If you haven't seen that montage, it's on our YouTube channel, actually. We put it together, Isaac put it together for our YouTube channel, and it is hysterical. And now I feel like we need to add the Astros awkward apologies to that. We just extended our hashtag, Astros awkward asshat apologies. Sorry, Grammy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I felt less like Jose Altuve was reading a statement. His delivery seemed a little more genuine, but said all of the same nothingness that Bregman did.
We had a great team meeting last night, and I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020.
I feel as though Jose Altuve was genuine in what he was saying. But how come no one's telling me why? Why? Why did you cheat? Why didn't you step up when you saw your teammates cheating and stop it? Nobody wants to say that. All anybody wants to say is, I wish I had done more to stop it. The photos of Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman before they give their statements, and again, both of them were really brief, while they're watching Jim Crane, oh, their faces. Like they would rather face the guillotine than have to stand up there and apologize. There were many other Astros who were available. There was no way they weren't going to be available. And I told you what I most wanted to hear was what Justin Verlander had to say. That's what I most wanted to hear. Because he is a guy who is extremely outspoken against cheating. Now, normally it's the steroids, performance-enhancing drugs. That's usually where his strong words against cheating come from. But I really wanted to hear what he would have to say. And as soon as the media could get anywhere near him, he was surrounded by a mob of people on Thursday.
I wish I had said more. Looking back, I can't go back. I can't reverse my decision. I wish I had said more and I didn't. And for that, I'm sorry.
Same old, same old. Same old refrain. Why? Why didn't anybody say more? Now, because Major League Baseball is not punishing the players, I feel as though they could probably be a little more candid. But I heard a former Major League Baseball player point this out on Thursday, that there is a lawsuit pending. And so maybe there's some of that where either a lawyer or a PR person has said to them, you have to be as vague as possible. Because really, if you're asking me to fill in the blank, the Astros' apologies were what? They were vague. Non-committal, cringy, awkward, and did not make me want to absolve them of anything. Now, I know there's a phrase out there. I hear it every now and then. You read books on forgiveness, or you hear different people talk about forgiveness, counselors, psychologists, that kind of stuff. Sometimes you have to forgive people even if they don't ask. That's true. But this was the prime opportunity for the Astros to ask. And it almost seems like the more they are put on the spot, the more all they care about is just getting back to baseball. But here's the problem. You did this. This is not the commissioner's fault. This is not the fans' fault. This is not Mike Fier's fault. This is not the rest of the teams in baseball. It's not their fault. No, this is you. I want to know why. And I want to know, for all those people who keep saying, I wish I had done more. That's what's me. I have to live with it. I wish I'd done more. Why didn't you? Spare me the I wish. There's a lot of things I wish too. I want to know why nobody did anything about it. How about tell me that? Or how about tell me, why did you feel the need to cheat in the first place? Did you not think your team was good enough? Were you afraid to lose? You didn't think you could beat the Yankees or the Dodgers without cheating? And honestly, it started in the regular season. Now, of course, the question is asked. Now, I could be wrong. I could have missed it. But when I was watching, Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve did not take questions. They just made their statements and they were out. Peace. Out. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Others had to answer questions because they were in a media scrum type of a situation, like Justin Verlander. Now, Verlander indicates that when he got traded to the Astros at the deadline in 2017, that he had no idea that there was cheating going on. He didn't know that. So it's not like the reputation of the Astros preceded them enough that he knew about it. And he said it took him a while to figure out what was happening, that he didn't recognize it right away. And so he was asked the question that everyone keeps asking, does this taint your title? Could you have won without this? How does this change the World Series?
That's an impossible answer. I think we had an extremely talented ball club. In my opinion, we had the best team in baseball. I can't answer that.
Yeah, nobody has an answer for anything, really. Jim Crane was, I don't want to say he was worse because the players were pretty cringy, but Jim Crane, he contradicted himself a bunch and should never have taken questions. He should have been like Altuve and Alex Bregman, shouldn't have taken questions. So what's your reaction? Fans of the Astros, I want to know what your reaction is. I'm actually going to be in Houston in, let's see, is it? Yeah, it's 2 weeks from tonight, actually. I'll be in Houston 2 weeks from tonight. And I cannot wait to ask fans because I ran into so many Astros fans right after they'd won the World Series. I was there for that Christmas. And I'm really interested in hearing what they have to say. I haven't heard from a lot of Astros fans since this whole thing happened. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What's your reaction? It was cringy for me. I get it's awkward and uncomfortable, but think about how everybody else feels. Also, you did this. You made your bed, now lie in it. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'm going to be as absolutely as honest with them as I can be, and they're going to know that this ends now. All of these shenanigans, all of this, it stops. And it obviously has stopped in the past. The commissioner's report found that, and we agree with it. But, you know, they're going to know that that stuff is not acceptable anymore.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is the voice of the new general manager of the Houston Astros, James Click, who spent his previous 14 years with the Tampa Bay Rays. He was their VP of baseball operations most recently. And now, with some strong language, some strong sentiment, as part of the Astros' public face on Thursday, their PR-driven crisis mode. Did you know that Jim Crane, the owner, hired a PR crisis firm to help them handle this? Can you tell? Do you think it worked? No. Why is no one willing to take responsibility? Just because you apologize doesn't mean you take responsibility. You ever have an apology from someone that hurt you or someone that made you angry that goes a little bit like this? I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry you think that. I'm sorry that it came across that way to you.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't apologize for someone else seeing something a particular way. I mean, I guess you can. You shouldn't. What you should apologize is for your own actions. Saying, I'm sorry you did this, or I'm sorry you feel this way. That's not an apology. And that's how I feel about what I heard from the Astros and from owner Jim Crane on Thursday. It still feels like no one is willing to take responsibility. It's just, well, we should have done something to stop it. Well, why didn't you? I don't hear accountability. There's another A word. Amy, that's also an A word. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What did you think and how did you feel about the press conferences that took place on Thursday at spring training? The owner, Jim Crane, had gotten the entire team together the day before to make sure that they were all on the same page, which again smacks of this is all about crisis management. It's all about damage control. It's not about actually apologizing. But he himself maybe should have left whatever apologizing there was to the actual players because his didn't do any good at all.
Last month, when MLB announced the penalties to the Houston Astros, I issued an apology to our fans and the city of Houston. I want to say again how sorry our team is for what happened. MLB also acknowledged that the players should not be punished for the failure of our leadership. The leaders enabled, condoned, and did not stop those actions that happened. I also agree that our players should not be punished for these actions.
I feel like Jim Crane could have left that part out. Do you notice how he's pointing right back to Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch? It's their fault. They didn't stop these actions. Well, the actions of whom? Of the players? It's almost like Crane is saying the players don't need to apologize. They shouldn't be held accountable. They're only apologizing because otherwise you'll never let them be. So it's not that I am not buying it. They did it because they had to. That's my feeling. They did it because they weren't going to be able to move forward with spring training unless they stood up there and said something. But it didn't feel genuine to me. It didn't feel authentic. It didn't feel sincere. It felt awkward. It felt cringy. It felt forced. And I'm not the only one who wasn't buying it. Sean Manaea of the Oakland A's also not buying it.
Honestly, it's they haven't owned up to any of their actions. The way they've handled things is not right. You know, nothing's happened to them, and they're just skating on by, and you know, they're just kind of going about their business, which is, to me, isn't right. You know, they've cheated the game. They've cheated us as players, and it's that they can't take responsibility for their actions and you know, try to make things better.
Sean Manaea, one of those pitchers who was presumably hurt by this whole situation. Member of the Oakland A's who see the Houston Astros a whole lot in divisional play. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we're asking you your reaction. Dean says, I'm still disappointed. Players should be punished. They're adults and knew what they were doing. Roel says, wow, it was pretty pathetic. Rick says it came across as if they regretted getting caught and were trying to deflect responsibility to others, like the team and the larger Astros organization. Arnold says the Astros' apologies are phony. They are not genuine. Tim, ha ha ha, everyone knows those apologies were straight up dumpster fires. Chad says I'd be ashamed to even wear an Astros hat if I were a fan. It's not the fans' fault. The fans didn't do anything. They didn't do anything wrong. They believed in this team. They believed the team was winning without cheating. They believed the team was good enough to win without cheating. Another tweet, though, from Troy. There will never be an adequate amount of apologies to satisfy most baseball fans. All the Astros can do is go out and play the game. I truly expect for the clubhouse to be as tight as ever and for them to be back in the ALCS. Well, I don't know about every other baseball fan because I can't speak for them. What I do know is that I want someone to step up and say it was me. I was right in the middle of it. I benefited from it. I didn't want to stop it. I'm accountable. It's my fault. Or if you're one of those people that said I didn't do enough, because that's the common phrase. I wish I had done more. I didn't do enough. How about tell me why? Why didn't you do enough? We'll get to your calls coming up next. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you would like to see our science experiment in which we attempt to make chocolate-covered gummy bears, the before video, the actual science part, is on our Facebook page for you to see, and we'll pull them out of the fridge in a little bit. I think they're going to be all stuck together in one big clump, but, you know, we'll just take our turns like eating an apple. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Driven deep to left center field. Gardner is going back. Looking out. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4. Win the ALCS 4-2.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I asked Dave to come up with sappy Valentine's Day music, and that's what he does. Putting a stake through the heart of Astros fans and everybody that they took as victims along the way. Honestly, I feel badly for the fans. I do. And radio broadcasters and the PR people and the people who didn't know what was going on. And there's a part of me that feels badly for Justin Verlander because he walked into it and didn't know what was happening. But he's an alpha male. He's a Cy Young Award winner. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball and is a Hall of Famer. Why didn't he, when he figured out it was going on, say something? Why didn't he speak up? They would have listened to him, maybe. But now we'll never know. I just don't buy that all these guys turned into wallflowers. They're afraid to rock the boat. And then you hear what Carlos Correa had to say. That the, was it the Athletic column that talked about Beltran's role as the godfather, El Jefe, the alpha male. You hear Carlos Correa defending Carlos Beltran. And you think, well then, if Beltran wasn't the issue, why didn't somebody speak up?
The thing I have a problem with is when I read that report is that we were scared of him or we felt intimidated. We didn't feel scared of Beltran, we feel intimidated. He was the nicest guy that we could ever have. He was the best teammate we've ever had. Beltran was obviously a leader of the clubhouse, but we all had a say in everything that we were doing in there. And, you know, whatever he said and whatever we were doing, we had the chance to stop it as a team. Everybody had the chance to say something, and we didn't. So whoever the anonymous source is that's saying that we felt intimidated, we were too young to say something, that's just straight up bullshit. Beltran didn't intimidate nobody. Beltran's the nicest guy. And I know in Puerto Rican people will say, oh, he's just trying to protect him, but you can talk to every single guy here that was in 2017. Beltran is an unbelievable gentleman. He's a straight up gentleman, and nobody, not even you guys, nobody will feel intimidated by his presence, by his leadership, and whatever he has to say. He showed how to play baseball hard. He was a veteran. He was inspiring. Whenever we were slumping, he was there for us. So I don't see a person that's your mentor and is there for you when you're struggling as an intimidating person.
Carlos Correa does not agree with the perception of Carlos Beltran. defends him staunchly and says we all were responsible for what was happening. We all had the chance to speak up, and none of us did. Okay, well, then where was it coming from? If Beltran wasn't the ringleader or intimidating anyone, well, then where was it coming from? It was just, what, unspoken communication? It was ESP? They just all of a sudden decided, without any communication, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bang on trash cans and steal signs from monitors during games. By the way, that whole code breaker thing, that's something that a lot of teams in Major League Baseball do. Baseball's not monitoring whether or not your teams are watching video after the fact. Baseball teams are allowed to do that. As long as it's not happening with electronics during a game, you are well within your rights and gamesmanship to watch video of pitchers and catchers and their signs at other times to prepare for games as part of your research, whatever you call it. As long as it's not happening during games, they don't care if you break codes or break signs. That's as old as the game itself. And so I don't buy that every team was doing what the Astros were doing. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. 855-212-4227. Sam is listening in Houston. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
I love it. You're amazing. But, you know, being a fan from Houston, in all the hardships we faced, it's so tough to be a fan in this position, because we saw what happened in those series.
Mm-hmm.
I was there personally, witnessed what happened. And, like, wait, can we rewind the tape a little bit? What happened when the Patriots were on the block? What was the conversation?
Wait, on the what?
When they're being criticized for what they did, for what they did illegally, what was the conversation then?
The same as it still is now. There's a lot of people who still consider them cheaters.
Okay, fair. So, but have we not owned up to it more than they have? Like, the Belichick way, the Tom Brady way, they never talk this much to the media and face the media the way the Astros have.
Okay, Sam, so if that's how you feel, are you're good as a fan with the apologies that we heard and that we've heard to this point? You're good with not knowing why, you're good with no one stepping up and being accountable, and you're certainly good with the 2017 World Series because you don't think it was tainted.
No, I'm not good with it. I'm not good with it at all. I mean, you know, Houston's had we very seldomly had the ability to celebrate true championships. The Rockets, 94-95, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got.
Right.
That's all we got ever. And it's painful for us. It's painful for every city that goes through these things, that goes through losses after losses, heartbreak after heartbreak. It's painful. And this is another painful moment, no doubt. But, like, are we not facing up to it? Are they not communicating with the media? Like, are they not facing up to it? Are they not?
I feel like an explanation is something that I need more than, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. Oh, no, I feel like there's not a lot of accountability there. It's just, hey, we're going to stand up. We're going to say, oh, sorry. And I mean, that's just me, though. If you're fine with the apologies, I feel like the Astros fans are the ones that are far more damaged and hurt by this whole thing. I've said this before on the air that I feel terrible for Astros fans. This was supposed to be a healing run. And I just mentioned I was in Houston at Christmas time a couple months after they won the World Series. And all I did was, everywhere I went, I asked people how they felt, and they were glowing still over the win and over what it meant to them in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. My mom lives there. She knows. We've talked about it so often. So I feel bad for fans, but if you're good with their apologies, then I'm glad.
I'm not good with it. I'm not good with it. I'm trying to reckon myself as well.
No, I mean the apologies. I understand you're not good with them cheating, but are you okay? If you never hear anything else from the team, are you okay with what you heard on Thursday?
You know what I want? I just want them to go out and win. That's all I want. I want them to win. I want them to show how good they are. I think we have talent. I think our players are great. I think they have heart. I think they have soul.
Then why did they need to cheat? Tell me that.
I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer.
Don't you
really
want
don't.
That answer, Sam?
I do. Totally. I totally want that.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, we all want that, but like, I just want them to go out and win, and I feel like they're facing what's happened. They can't explain it. They can't make everybody happy. They're never going to give an answer that's going to make people happy. But
wait, hold on. They can't explain it, or they won't.
I mean, in the light of the media, they won't. They won't. That's the answer. You're right. You're absolutely right. They won't.
Well, that's what I feel like's missing. I mean, I appreciate that Jose Altuve didn't read off a script, and I appreciate that he has apologized to fans. I just want to know why. That's the part that's missing, is there's no explanation as to why they did it and why they had to and why nobody said anything. Like, that's the part that bothers me. But, I mean, I feel worse for you guys.
One question.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of what we did...
We stop it. Series. It wasn't you.
No. Well, it is me, because that is how Houston feels. We have settled for mediocrity from the Oilers losing to the Bills, and I mean, like, there's a whole history here. You have everybody has their history,
mm-hmm.
But and you know it. Your mom lives here, whatever. But like, what percentage in your mind did we not? What percentage of what we did brought us to the World Series?
I mean, that's the part that I don't know, Sam. That's the part that I feel like deserves an explanation. I mean, there's no way to ever know. And that's why, while I agree that it's a fair question, I agree with AJ Hinch. In fact, I feel like he's the only one right now that has been extremely genuine. I agree with AJ Hinch that it's a fair question to ask, but there's also no way to know. The Astros could have benefited absolutely none from the cheating that they did, and maybe they still win that World Series. The problem is it was an extremely thin margin between Astros and Dodgers, and there's no way to know. And that's what the Astros did. They put it in a light where it can't be considered completely 100% authentic, because they did cheat. Maybe they didn't need to, but they did.
Yeah, I agree. I hate to agree, but I do.
You hate to agree. It's okay, Sam. Every now and then, it's all right to agree with me. Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate that you are actually being authentic with your emotion.
Thanks, Ayla.
Thanks. Well, that's good. I'm not laughing at him. I'm just teasing him a little bit, but... I appreciate that there's some angst there from an Astros fan. And like I said, when I'm in Houston 2 weeks from now, I'll actually be there for 4.5 days. I am looking forward to having conversations. I consider it to be part of my research for the show and as a member of the media, because I want to know how Astros fans feel on the whole. And it was good to talk to Sam, though I understand he's just one person. What did you think of the Astros' apologies that they trotted out on Thursday? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.